Each time I hear that clip, he sounds older and older and older. Like, he really sounds like an old man. He sounds like an old man in the gym with his wiener out, just yelling about whatever. Like, that's basically
lubing
what he
up
sounds
certain
like.
Things.
And mind you, I had to cut 45 seconds out of there of him just talking about these old guys that I've never, ever heard of.
He's just fussing like an old guy. He's just sitting there fussing about how football used to be. Just a fussy old man. Like, that's Mel Kiper, who's, by the way, I mean, he's an old guy.
A legend.
He's a legend in the field and a legend in football broadcasting, obviously, but man. You know, okay, so we shouldn't have safeties anymore. Basically, is what he doesn't want to have safeties on the field.
Wants them tighter.
They're
so
too
that
far back.
Can
they can only go
deep.
So far back so that, you know.
What are we doing?
Guys can just go run wild behind them, and that's the whole thing. The whole point of them being there is they're safe. It's the last line of defense. That's the whole Reds, the whole point of their name.
Plus,
it's right there in the name.
So I love Mel Kiper. Good dude. I used to do some stuff for him. Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like a jackwagon. And isn't the idea now the offense should adjust? Like,
right.
Figure out how to attack? Because it seems pretty simple to me. If they're going to have two of their defenders way behind the line of scrimmage, isn't that why we're going to run the ball more?
Absolutely.
Or run intermediate pass routes underneath? Right? Like, isn't the middle of the field going to be open and the run game going to be open?
You would think.
And isn't that how it's supposed to work? Ebb and flow naturally kind of goes back and forth.
Also, two high safeties. That's not some new innovation
nope.
in defense. Like, it's the cover two.
Tampa
cover two. Two's been around forever. That's not some new thing.
Tampa two.
Guys have been implementing the Tampa two since before I was born. Like, what are you talking about?
You know what I think the problem is? I think offenses between coordinators and players are getting dumber. I'll throw quarterbacks in there. It's been oversimplified. We're going to, you know, we started doing the college thing where we're going to simplify it. Bill wanted to simplify it.
Right.
Alex Van Pelt, everything's simplified. We got to be ready to bring in young players. And in college, they don't even have to do anything. They line up and they look over and somebody tells them what to do, right? They put cards in the air, hands in the air. They do different things. It's like you never actually have to read the defense. The coach is reading it for you. I think that's what's happened. The dumbification of the damn offenses and quarterbacks and wide receivers. But so now we're going to make a rule. Defenses have been getting porked for years, basically on almost every rule.
Yeah.
And now we're going to make another rule that scoring is down and passing is down. So you can't do that anymore. You need to get closer because I want this guy to run by you, and he can't run by you if you're way back there.
Yeah.
What the hell are we? And I know this happens. He's right. They tweaked the thing for the tush push. Or in the NBA, right, you have like illegal defense and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unforeseen in other sports or even in, but this is dramatic. It'll take care of itself.
Right.
When people start running the ball down your throat and say, you want to keep those two back there, I'm going to run until you stop me. Is he saying that running is not entertaining? That's
yes.
The other part.
That's 100%
so
what he's
with mm-hmm. Shaughnessy and Wiggy.
Yep.
He thinks this is not entertaining right now.
And I bet you the NFL thinks that too.
That's stupid. So you don't like football. You like pass. Another example
yes.
of why I believe 7-on-7 flag football is the future of the NFL, and they're getting rid of real football. Because even football, Mel Kiper in 1980 or whatever started covering the draft like a dorky football loser
right.
and turned it into the greatest industry of spring sports and football.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not liking football because they can't pass enough for his liking.
That's what he's saying.
That stuns me.
Maybe. But I'm telling you, he's not alone.
Love you, Mel, by the way.
I guarantee you that the NFL has all sorts of studies done about what, you know, is more entertaining to the audience and what keeps people watching longer and all that other stuff. And I guarantee you that a high-flying offense outrates the plodding running offense a million times out of a million. I mean, with maybe an exception or two to prove the rule. And that's just, we're talking now.
Why does it have to be a plodding running offense either?
Because that's what most running offenses are.
Did you watch Saquon Barkley the other night, that early drive when he's picking up like 8, 10, 12 yards per run?
Sure.
Is that plodding?
Not necessarily.
Like fun plays.
But a run offense that's generally a successful one is one that's sort of slow and keeps the ball out of the other offense's hand, right?
I don't know
about
that.
You pick up a lot of first downs, you go down the field, like, it's keep away from the other offense. That's what you deploy the run game for.
There's plenty of high school and college run offenses that are big play run offenses that can find chunk plays on the ground.
Okay, fine. So not plotting run offenses, but run offenses in general versus a high-flying passing offense with flashy receivers and big plays down the field, it's not even close. I guarantee you that they have all sorts of studies done about that, and they know that and that's why they make rule changes sometimes, just because they want to keep the audience more engaged.
So where do we go with the extremes?
I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to get to flag football, though, because I think the hits also rate really high, too.
Yeah.
I think the hits and the violence are right up there, too.
They are, except that's where you get into lawsuits and concussions and injuries, and you take those out in players, and you can do guaranteed contracts. I'm telling you, flag football, they put it in the Olympics. They put it in the Pro Bowl. They're telling you. They're giving
break dancing in the Olympics.
They're giving you the little... Not with Tyreek Hill going from one sport to the other. He's going to go try it. He's going to be good at it. People are going to watch it. And people like you are, oh, look at this. Look at this test study. We had this focus group that they like Tyreek Hill. We
can
laugh
at me if you want. You don't think the NFL's doing it?
No, I think they are doing that.
They're 100% doing that.
And they're going to be playing flag football within when am I going to die? How old am I?
Yeah.
I got like 40 years left.
We talking about what I think or what I'm hoping?
Oh, already? You're already hoping for me to die?
Hey, no.
It's only
been like three weeks. Maybe I hope it'll be a long time from now. I didn't specify what I was hoping for.
Not in my lifetime. In your son's lifetime.
My son's lifetime.
They will be playing
the NFL is gonna
flag,
be flag
football permanently, and then the offshoot leagues will be like lesser contact football. They'll be fake football. They'll be like, they won't
cryogenic
be the main
cryogenic Vince
football.
McMahon's going to revive the
yes.
XFL again.
There'll be like be XFL like that. That'll actually be. But the NFL, the most popular football league will be a flag football league. And because if you got Mel Kiper, next you're going to tell me Bill Belichick's on board with stuff like this.
I don't think Bill Belichick's going to be on board with
this
eliminating the two high safeties. something tells me.
With all his media appearances, this is something where I'd actually like to hear him talk about it. This is something that
he probably loves this.
Loves what?
That there's less offense and more lower scores and less passing and stuff. I bet Belichick loves that.
But I think what he would love is the challenge. Oh, you're going to do that? Well, I'm going to do this. Let's see you stop me if you want to stay 25 yards deep down the field with two safeties. You can't. I know numbers. I know gaps. I know schemes. Well, I'm going to beat your ass.
I mean, Belichick was big into dink and dunking anyway before all
but
that
But doesn't
was,
just that. See, popular. You put a negative. Plotting offense, dink and dunk.
Well,
what's wrong with precision?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it if we're talking about trying to win games in the NFL. If we're talking about
did
entertaining
the audience. Did you like
the
triple option?
It was fine.
Like the old Nebraska teams? You tell me those weren't entertaining?
Sure. I don't really remember them, but whatever. I mean, that's not, you know,
they
I'm
were
talking
awesome.
About the modern-day NFL and, like, the younger viewer and keeping people interested
so
in the
So we
game.
Just want to pass. Okay, so send all the linemen home. Send the running backs home, and let's just play 7-on-7 or flag football.
Now who sounds like
it's what everybody
man.
Does.
Jeez.
We don't like real football. I'm sorry. I thought we all liked football.
I do like football.
You don't. Mel doesn't.
I like hits. I like big hits.
I want
the safeties to deliver big hits all the time. I am against the abolishment of the two high safeties. I want to keep the safeties out there so they can hit people.
That's a solid argument.
Yeah.
Not only do I want them deep, they can take people's heads off again.
Yes, that's exactly right. They're never defenseless if you're around a safety. That's why
Perfect.
They're called safeties.
See, I don't know what you're arguing for.
I like football. I just think that I'm telling you the way it's going.
Mel Kiper. You think he was paid to say this?
No.
This doesn't fit with
that
who he is.
That does not sound like a paid guy at all. That
well,
sounds like
good.
An angry guy sort of just, you know, telling you what's on his mind.
But
that's what it sounded like to me.
Don't you feel like it's counter to a guy who's been in the league so long and developed his career at a time when, like, Riggins and those guys were kind of football.
Yeah, but that was also 40 years ago, you know? It's a new day in the NFL, and he's been right there watching it, you know?
I care for it.
He sees it.
He sees it because he knows quarterbacks and wide receivers are more interesting in draft prep, and that's his area of expertise.
Well, look at the last two drafts.
Yeah,
I know. It's all quarterbacks and wide receivers in the first
round. So he's like, oh, my God, if people start running the ball, it's going to be fullbacks. Tommy Vardell will go in the top 10 again. I can't have fullbacks in my top 10 projections.
Probably not. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll be. I haven't done that. I've been here 2 years. I've never done that. That's the first time I've done that in 2 years.
I was a Jones staple when
Holy
you first got
Holy
moly,
I can't believe I just did
that. What
the hell
are you doing?
That's unbelievable.
It's all right. Greg Hill still says a WAAF number every once in a while.
I can't believe I did. I've never done that. Even when I first started. I was only a month after leaving there and coming here, and I never, ever did that.
I don't like where your head's at. What do we do?
That's really weird.
No wonder
get with the team, bro.
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
I'm all in. I'm engaged. I'm loyal to this time slot. I'm
right.
loyal to this room
you
and this
give the
building.
Number out then. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back.
At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. Like, how do we deliver clean, reliable, affordable energy for today and tomorrow? See how we're answering the questions of tomorrow at southerncompany.com.